Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverage.
Very similar to that, where you just keep the line moving. So for the Brewers to just continue to get base hits and take pieces out of an opposing defense, I mean, that's the way it should be. And I think the Brewers did a really nice job of that last night and getting hits with runners in scoring position. I mean, they hadn't done that for a week, so it was nice that they were able to get the skunk out of the box, as Rock likes to say.
This is Brewers 360.
Don't chase that skunk. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop. 4-3 and 10-2, the final scores and two Brewers wins on Tuesday. Yes, it had gotten so out of hand in St. Louis, this happened.
So we'll do this at bat with Churio left-handed.
I'm excited for this, Jeff.
I'm going to get some Glidden information out there, too, by the way. But we'll check out Churio hitting from the left side of the plate for the first time ever. And he hits one to straightaway center for Church, and he makes the catch. It's a pretty swing from the left side.
It was a nice swing.
Bringing in Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Brewers are up 10-2 in the ninth, Levo. You have a position player on the hill for St. Louis. I think next up they were going to start asking fans to pitch. And Jackson takes one from the other side.
Anybody that had an arm and available was going to be pitching for St. Louis at that point. They had run through their arms pretty good in that doubleheader.
You wonder, like, what the league can do about that, if anything. I love that Jackson did that, by the way. Like, okay, you're up by a ton. Let's just have some fun with it. But at some point, because this happens from time to time, where these infielders are just throwing 35-mile-per-hour lollygagging balls just because they're trying to get through the inning.
Yeah, Brian Torres threw on 32 miles an hour last night, and it still wasn't the slowest pitch ever, which is insane. No, it's tough, right? You get in a situation like that, and your bullpen is taxed. I will say that maybe the Cardinals are thinking to themselves, maybe we should have played this game back in May so that we didn't have to play a doubleheader here in July, heading into the All-Star break and everything is toast. So sometimes you make your own bed. Yep. And for the Brewers, they took advantage of it, and they still have two more games here, and our month-long stay in St. Louis continues.
Well, the position players for the Cardinals put up scoreless innings against the Crew. Is it serious question level? Is it harder to some effect for our guys or any of these major leaguers to face someone who's not a traditional pitcher?
Yes, I think it is harder. And I've asked Murph that question too, because, I mean, last year you saw Jake Bowers pitch, three times in the first couple of weeks of the season. It is harder for major league hitters to hit a pitch that's coming in at 40 miles an hour as opposed to 105. They would rather see 105 than see a 30-mile-an-hour pitch. I can guarantee you that. Does it work in the long term? Could you have a guy come in and throw 50 miles an hour? No, I don't think that works. Hitters are too good. They make adjustments, and they will also take their at-bats seriously. They won't be borrowing teammates' helmets and hitting from the other side of the plate in the ninth inning.
So Luis Lara gets the call up. Manager Pat Murphy chose to sit him in the first end of the twin bill, and then he debuts in the second game and has a night. He goes 1-for-4 with a couple of RBIs and a walk.
Every at-bat was quality. And the one at-bat that wasn't quality was against a position player. So I think for Luis Lara, he saw a ton of pitches. You could tell that he's got this confidence to him. It's not a loud swagger, but he's at the plate and he's shaking his head and he's nodding his head like, okay, I belong here. And he's been there for a game. We saw the speed. He scored all the way from first base on the ball that didn't even get to the wall that Bryce Turang hit. I mean, he's electric. I can't wait to see the things that he's going to come up with. He's probably going to be in the lineup today, it'd be my guess. But I can't wait to see what he comes up with next. It's going to be fun to watch.
Do you see Lara staying past the break, Levo, assuming that, you know, David Hamilton perhaps can come back or whatever? Is he here for this initial cup of coffee? Then you say, son, you know, you got a little bit more development to do back down there. You did a great job.
Well, I think Lara's here to stay. The move for Lara was Perkins. It wasn't for the Hamilton injury, because they brought up Greg Jones to fill as an infield spot. I think Lara's going to be sticking around. We talked about it on the broadcast yesterday, though, because of the way Sal's playing, because of the way Mitchell's playing in center field, Jackson Churio, where the at-bat's going to come from, I mean, it's a good problem to have, but you don't want to have Luis Lara up here and have him not play. You want to have him playing and getting at bats. Otherwise, it's not worth his while to be here. You'd rather see him in AAA if he's not going to play. So my thought is, if he's up here, he's going to be in the lineup.
How does the pitching look as we go into the All-Star break as far as how we're set? And is there a chance that perhaps Miz pitches in the All-Star game?
The state of the pitching is tired, like everybody else, because it's just that's just the way it is. The Brewers are playing 18 games in 17 days.
Yeah.
They're, it's set up to the fact that Miz is going to pitch on Sunday.
Okay.
They've already replaced him on the All-Star roster. They did that yesterday. So he is not going to go to the All-Star game. He's going to pitch Sunday, and he's lined up against Skeens on Sunday. So, I mean, would you rather have a game against Skeens, Miz on the mound?
Yes.
In the last game? Or would you rather him pitch one inning in the All-Star game? I think for Brewers fans and for everybody else, you'd rather have him pitching against Skeens on Sunday.
Agreed.
Hey, man, not for nothing, but long stretch for you all as well. How are you guys holding up, given the twin bill yesterday and then right back at it? 6:45 is tonight's first pitch, and then again on Thursday in St. Louis, and then off to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no big deal. I mean, we don't have an injured list unless it was me earlier this season when I got that stomach bug and had to miss a few games. But other than that, there is no injured list for us. Nobody feels bad for us. I mean, it's all good. We're happy to do it. We're happy to call winning baseball, and there's been a lot of winning baseball with the Brewers these days.
What are you doing on the break?
Nothing. A whole lot of nothing.
That's awesome.
It's going to be great. Spend a lot of time with the kids, man. That's what it's going to be about.
Well, why don't you bring the kids on down here? Spend a day with us here at the WTMJ studios. You'd be well received.
I'll let them run around and push all the buttons.
That's fine. You sit there with Pancake in the back. It'll be great. Yeah. All right, thank you,
Perfect.
Jeff.
We'll make waffles. You got it. Take care, guys.
See you, buddy.